With a passion for the arts and the drive to raise up the local artists of Omaha, Teresa Gleason founded the Little Gallery in 2015. 10 years later, the gallery, now named Ming Toy Gallery, is celebrating their 10-year anniversary.
This is just something that I can offer artists, particularly young artists.
It gives them an opportunity maybe to have their first solo show and build their resume.
Gleason had been working for Omaha nonprofit, Omaha by Design, for 9 years at the time when she decided to try something new.
So I had always had kind of in the back of my mind that it would be fun to kind of try and go off on my own and just open up a little one-person public relations communication shop.
Gleason rented out a small office space on Maple Street with the intention to use the space as both her office as well as an art gallery. Gleason hosted her first art show at the Little Gallery in June 2015. She began hosting monthly art shows and exhibitions at the Little Gallery. As time went on, the gallery's popularity grew, and Gleason continued running her gallery from a bigger space a block away. During the COVID-19 pandemic, she moved the gallery once again to a space in the Blackstone District. She operated the Little Gallery in Blackstone through February 2022. After a year-long hiatus, Gleason reopened her gallery in February 2023 at a new location, once again on Maple Street. Alongside running her communications business, Gleason soon began hosting the monthly art shows in the new space once again. To pair with the new location, Gleason reopened her gallery under a new name, the Ming Toy Gallery.
My husband, Tim, is part Chinese, and his grandparents opened one of the first Chinese restaurants in Omaha back in the 40s, I believe. And the name of the cafe was Ming Toy Cafe. And when we were able to move to the location at 6066 Maple, we decided to rebrand the gallery as kind of an homage to his grandparents.
The name, Ming Toy, translates to Daughter of Happiness in English.
Which I thought was kind of cool, you know, because we really strive to make our artists happy and, you know, give them a great experience and get them going so they can go on and do what they want to do.
In celebration of Ming Toy Gallery's 10-year anniversary, Gleason hosted an open house and art exhibition, Headshot, during the month of June. The celebrations will continue throughout the year.
One of the things that I'm doing in my monthly e-newsletter is going back into the archives and pulling out photos.
Ming Toy Gallery will be closed throughout July, but will open again to host a new exhibition titled Coping by Alyssa Schmidt beginning August 1st.
Probably the biggest thrill for me is seeing someone come in and have a show
and then go on to be successful. So to me, that's a really big thing. If I can just keep this going and keep bringing in new people, I would just like to continue to see Benson thriving and
presenting opportunities for artists, and I'm having a blast.
For more information about Ming Toy Gallery, you can visit mingtoygallery.com. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Abigail Gosek.